a royal nation concerning Israel. Romans 10:19. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by those that are no people. And if by foolish nation, I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest to them that asked not after me. But to Israel, he says, all day long I've stretched forth my hands into disobedient and gainsaying people. Here, the Apostle Paul is talking about, did Israel really know what Moses was trying to do and to establish a relationship with the people of Israel to make them a separate nation so that they would show the nations of the world how to have relationship with the God, their creator? But they just continue to be disobedient and do it for their own personal profit rather than as a ministry unto the Lord. Romans 9:5 says, 25, excuse me, as he says in Hosea, now Hosea, you have to understand, God told Hosea to marry a prostitute as a symbolic of the people of Israel, how unfaithful they were. And he said to Hosea, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass in the place where it said unto him, you are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. And Isaiah also cried concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we had been as Sodom and been made like unto Gomorrah. Here the Lord says he's going to go to the Gentiles, those that were not his people in Hosea, and call them the children of the living God. And concerning Israel, he was going to only leave a remnant that will be called into the whole house of Israel. Verse 30, what shall we say then? That the Gentiles which follow not after righteousness has attained righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith, but Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they did not seek it by faith, as it were by the works of the law. Okay, so they sought it by works of the law, not by faith. For they stumbled at the stumbling stone. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense. And whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Now, earlier, when God was establishing the relationship with Moses as the priest, the mediator, to forge a nation, Israel, out of the wilderness, he had to hide Moses in the cleft of the rock, which God does nothing by happenstance with this, the rock of offense. It's to cover their sin and the sin of Moses, because he couldn't see God's face and live because he was in sin, his flesh still. And this stumbling stone, this is the rock of offense, and whoever believes on him, so obviously this rock, him, is a man, shall not be ashamed. And this man is referring to the second Adam, Yeshua. In Romans 10, verse 1, brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Saved from what? Their sin. This was the purpose of the Mosaic Covenant, to establish an access to save them, to bring them back into fellowship with God, because otherwise they would be separated eternally from God. And Paul is saying, it's my heart's desire that they be saved, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For They, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. In other words, they made an altar, so this is how to be right, and they have not submitted themselves to God that he might impart his righteousness to them. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. So they have not submitted to the altar that Christ made by his blood. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law. You know, you do this, you do that, you wash here, you do that, and you keep the commandments. Okay, that law. That the man which does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaks on this way. Why? Say not in your heart, who shall ascend unto heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring Christ again from the dead. But what says it? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. In other words, there's no other mediator. There's a new covenant and a new mediator made for the nation of Israel. It is Jesus Christ. For there, verse 12 says, there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to you that call on him. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And this is the mediator. Here, the Apostle Paul is testifying that Jesus Christ is now the mediator of another covenant, which we will speak about a little bit later. A better covenant gives us direct access to the Lord, the Father in heaven. Let's continue to look at Israel's status before God. God established the nation of Israel through Moses as the mediator to be a holy nation and to hold up the covenant of God to bring people back into fellowship to save them. Romans 11:23 says, and they also, and it's talking about Israel, Israelis, Hebrews, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God's able to graft them in again. For if you were cut out of an olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? Okay, so he's saying here that the olive tree that God established his people Israel, we were grafted in the Gentile nations that were not the nation established by Moses, were grafted in to this olive tree. Now, if these branches, the natural branches, were broken off, they can be grafted back into the olive tree. If what? If they come in belief, they will be grafted in. For I would not, brothers, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. Don't be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, they shall come out of Zion, the deliverer, who shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. That is the people descended from Jacob. For this is my covenant to them when I shall take away their sins.